Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Emotionally, Healthy Relationships, Expanded Edition Workbook, Plus Streaming Video, by Peter and Gary Scazzaro is a Christian discipleship workbook designed to help people grow in emotional maturity and relational wisdom as an essential part of following Jesus. Positioned as part two of the Emotionally Healthy Discipleship course, it pairs guided written exercises with 8 streaming video sessions to support individual reflection and group learning. Rather than treating relationships as a secondary topic, the Scazzaros present loving others as inseparable from loving God, linking spiritual formation to everyday communication, boundaries, and conflict. The workbook format emphasizes practice session introductions, discussion questions, and action steps help participants translate biblical convictions into concrete relational habits. In addition to relational skill building, the material encourages daily rhythms, such as stillness, silence, and engagement with Scripture as a foundation for transformation. The overall purpose is to form disciples who relate with honesty, clarity, and humility in families, friendships, church communities, and ministry settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, emotionally healthy discipleship as the framework for relationships. A central contribution of the workbook is its insistence that spiritual maturity and relational maturity must develop together. The Scazzaros place relationship patterns at the heart of discipleship, arguing that growth in Christ is tested and revealed in how people listen, speak, disagree, and repair. In practice, this means participants are invited to examine not only outward behaviors, but also the inner emotional realities that drive them, such as fear, defensiveness, avoidance, or a desire to control. The course structure supports this integration video teaching provides a shared foundation, while the workbook guides participants to apply the learning to real relationships and everyday situations. This approach is particularly relevant in church contexts, where service and leadership can mask unresolved emotional immaturity by connecting biblical principles with emotional awareness. The material pushes against a purely informational model of spiritual growth and instead aims for formation that reshapes habits. The result is a relationally grounded vision of discipleship, oriented toward love that is concrete, practiced, and sustained over time. Secondly, clarifying expectations and stopping mind reading. One of the highlighted relationship skills targets a common source of conflict, assuming you know what others think, want, or intend. The workbook challenges participants to replace mind reading with clear, respectful communication that surfaces expectations early rather than letting disappointment accumulate. In families, friendships, and ministry teams, unspoken assumptions often create resentment because people judge others by standards that were never agreed upon. The course addresses this by encouraging direct questions, explicit agreements, and the humility to admit when you do not understand. This skill also supports emotional health by reducing anxiety and passive aggression, which thrive in ambiguity. In group settings, practicing expectation clarification can change the tone of conversations, making it safer to name needs and limits without blaming. The workbook format is well suited for this topic because participants can identify recurring patterns, plan specific conversations, and reflect on outcomes. Over time, learning to clarify expectations becomes less about winning an argument and more about building trust, preventing needless misunderstandings, and creating relationships where people can be honest without fear. Thirdly, the ladder of integrity and the practice of truth-telling. Another core skill emphasized in the course is climbing the ladder of integrity, a process-oriented way of moving from internal awareness to responsible communication. The emphasis is not bluntness, but integrity, acknowledging what is happening inside and then choosing a wise way to bring truth into the relationship. Many people either deny what they feel or express it impulsively, and both patterns can damage trust. The ladder imagery helps participants slow down, recognize feelings and motivations, and then speak with clarity and love. This skill is especially important in church and leadership environments, where people may confuse niceness with Christ-like love and avoid hard conversations until problems become crises. The workbook encourages participants to connect integrity with spiritual formation, treating truth-telling as an act of discipleship rather than mere communication technique. When practiced consistently, the ladder of integrity can reduce hidden resentment and double messages, and it supports relationships where apologies, repair, and change are possible. It also reinforces personal responsibility instead of blaming others. Participants learn to own their part and communicate from that grounded place. Fourthly, incarnational listening as a way of loving others well. Incarnational listening is presented as more than an active listening method. It is a theological posture that mirrors the way Jesus enters human experience with attention and compassion. The workbook invites participants to listen in a way that seeks to understand before responding, creating space for the other person to be fully heard. This is particularly countercultural in environments shaped by hurry, debate, and constant digital distraction. The emphasis on presence connects with the course's broader spiritual rhythms, since the ability to listen well is often rooted in an interior life that can slow down and attend. Incarnational listening also matters in conflict, because it reduces the tendency to build a case while the other person is speaking. In marriage, friendships, and ministry settings, this style of listening can become a form of emotional safety, helping people express complex feelings without being corrected or dismissed too quickly. The workbook format supports practice through reflection and action steps, encouraging participants to notice listening habits such as interrupting, advising, or withdrawing. As listening deepens, relationships often gain clarity and tenderness, making it easier to address differences without losing connection. Lastly, clean fighting, conflict, and repair in Christian community. The workbook treats conflict as inevitable and potentially formative, especially for believers committed to love and unity. The clean fighting skill focuses on handling disagreement with respect, boundaries, and constructive communication rather than escalation, contempt, or avoidance. Many church communities struggle here, either spiritualizing conflict away or allowing unresolved tensions to fracture trust over time. The Scazzaro's approach aims to normalize honest engagement while providing a pathway that protects dignity and encourages repair. Clean fighting is not about suppressing strong feelings. It is about channeling them in ways that lead to understanding and problem solving. In relationally close settings like marriage or small groups, this includes learning to name issues clearly, stay on topic, and avoid personal attacks. Because the workbook is paired with video sessions, groups can develop a shared language for conflict, which can lower defensiveness and increase accountability. The overall goal is reconciliation that is real, not performative, supported by practices of confession, forgiveness, and ongoing change. Over time, clean fighting can help communities become safer places where truth and love are not pitted against each other. In conclusion, Emotionally Healthy Relationships Expanded Edition Workbook plus streaming video fits readers and groups who want discipleship that reaches beyond beliefs and ministry activity into the daily realities of communication, conflict, and emotional maturity. It is especially useful for church leaders, small groups, couples, and ministry teams seeking a structured course that combines teaching, discussion, and practical exercises. Those who prefer content that stays purely devotional may find the emphasis on skill building challenging. But that is also its strength. It treats relational habits as central spiritual formation work. The workbook stands out in the Christian relationships category because it pairs explicitly biblical framing with actionable tools such as clarifying expectations, truth-telling, and healthy conflict engagement, and it reinforces these tools through an 8-session video guided learning process. Compared with many relationship books that offer inspiration without a pathway for practice, this resource is built for implementation, repetition, and community accountability. The expected benefits are tangible, clearer communication, fewer avoidable misunderstandings, more honest conversations, and a deeper sense that spiritual growth is measurable in how people love. For communities seeking sustainable change rather than short-term motivation, the course format provides both structure and momentum. If you would like to support Peter Scazzaro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.